Hi there. The word for you today is prepare for attack. In Proverbs 17, verse 17, we read, a brother is born for adversity. Nehemiah discovered that not everybody will be happy about your success. Nehemiah 6, verse 2 reads, Sanballat sent to me saying, come, let us meet together. But they thought to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it to go down to you? But they sent me this message four times, and I answered them in the same manner. Pay particular attention to those words, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. That could be classified as an Academy Award-winning response to temptation or enemy attack. Look, any time you stop the work God has given you to do and step down to the level of your critic or your enemy, you've sent the devil a signal that his strategy is working. So guess what? He'll keep it up. You can expect more of the same. Think, if God can deliver you in times of trouble, surely he can defend you in times of criticism and misunderstanding. So get back up on the wall God has called you to build and keep working. Don't get distracted. There are three kinds of people, basically, that you'll meet in life. First, the critic. They're the first to point an accusing finger and the last to extend a helping hand. Second, you'll meet the cautious. When you're in trouble, they'll distance you, lest they become tainted by your perceived liabilities. These people are not bad. They're just weak and self-serving. Don't put your trust in them. And number three, the committed. Solomon says a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. Recognize such people and build your life around them, because they're a gift from God.